so he learned everything he could learn. He studied at the feet of Shelley and Keats. He left no sage's stones unturned. Then he decided to put his words to song, but he didn't know where to start. So he listened to Dylan, Chris Christopherson, John Prine, and Guy Clark. I can still see my friend at a table at the bitter end, wrestling with a song and crying out in the dark. You could hear him say, whoa, 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 it's me. He'd sing it again. Whoa. Several times, had two blondes and a brunette, but that redhead blew his mind. She wanted to be a singer, making it in Nashville was her dream. Guess who helped her with a brief career and paid for everything? I can still see my friend at his rope's end, broken all alone. I can still hear him moan. Whoa. Second mortgage on his home. He wanted to retire by the time he was 40. Instead, he was taken for a ride. Now he's 55, starting all over, kissing early retirement goodbye. He was such an easy touch. Now he's drinking way too much. Sure hurts me to see a grown man cry. Can it be I'm stuck with a life as a drifter, no place to call home? And if I stay on the move, can't find my groove, I'm pretty much assured of being alone. Like the friends I talk about, I'm trying to live without that peace and satisfaction of my own. I say,